أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss inshallah verses 146, 147 and 148 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when Sahaba had lost heart, when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu went through the pain, after hearing the rumor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become shaheed and martyred, some Sahaba had lost heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refocused them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam of the past. Allah says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ قَاتَلْ. Many a prophet, many a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. And with those Nabis, with those Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, were many servants of Allah Ta'ala that were devout to Allah. They were real servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they remained on the side of those Nabis of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They did not lose heart. They did not lose courage. لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Regarding whatever was imposed upon them in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever difficulties they had faced in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, no matter what the odds were against them, they remained firm. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا. Nor did they weaken. وَمَسْتَكَانُوا. And nor did they relent, nor did they give up. In other words, they remained always firm. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us another very important point. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ قَاتَلْ. That there had always been this clash of iman and kufr. From the time before, iman and kufr were always at loggerheads. The people who disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would never allow iman to flourish. They would never allow the people of iman to flourish. They would not allow the deen of Allah ta'ala to flourish. So they always opposed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that would defend the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it was these pious servants of Allah that would join the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And despite the fact that there may be odds against them, they remained firm in the path of Allah. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the sabirin. Allah Rabbul Izzat loved those who remain steadfast in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When they fought in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and when they remain steadfast in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ. And they cry, their words, their dua was none but إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. But they would say to Allah Rabbul Izzat, they would beseech Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. O our Rabb, O our Lord, forgive us our sins. وَإِسْرَافَنَا. And our transgressions. A very beautiful and comprehensive dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taught us, and Allah ta'ala teaches us that no matter what deeds we carry out, The greatest of deeds is to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter what ibadat a person may practice upon, but we are never perfect in those ibadat. And we should never feel that these accomplishments are of our own accord. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should never feel accomplished. We should never feel that we had accomplished everything, whatever we set out to do insofar as our ibadat is concerned. There will always be laxities, there will be deficiencies, there will be shortcomings. And for that, we beseech Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And they had realized that no matter that they fought on the path of, in the path of Allah, on the side of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, but there would be shortcomings, and they would beseech Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for their shortcomings and their transgressions. And then, وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. There can never be a guarantee of continuity. There can never be a guarantee of steadfastness, that we remain steadfast in the path of Allah, but when only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that steadfastness. So they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that steadfastness. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And keep our feet firm. In other words, steadfast in your path. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And assist us upon the people of the unbelievers. In other words, there is no help, there is no victory, but with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, Allah Ta'ala says, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant them the reward of the world by way of victory, by way of booty and everything else. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the excellent rewards of the hereafter. In other words, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has in store in Jannat. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the clash of iman and kufr has been from before. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had to go out, pursue and persevere in the path of Allah. The men of Allah ta'ala remained on the sides of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, but at no time one should feel that one has accomplished. But one should beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such is the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves for all of us in this kitab of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.